Since it's quiet, we might as well begin the meeting a few minutes early. Termination of the quorum, we have so. Minutes from March 16, 2017, we need a motion to approve it.
Dave White, motion to approve.
Call the Massey, second.
And thank you. Please remember to call out your name when you do the motion as you did. They asked me to Ryan to remind you once again. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Staff reports, financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I just want to say I apologize. I have to leave at about 1:50. Dave Poulet is going to be taking over my spot as I go. My six-year-old, it's her birthday, and they have their kindergarten play at 2:20, so I promised her I'd be there, so I apologize. I apologize, but I'm going to jump out. So, you know, and you're not policy committee, so I feel like I can get away with it, right? So, financial progress report. As you'll see, we're well under budget. Part of this is because of the staffing issues that we've had. We're starting to staff up. Daryl Kleinhens is a new planner that has just been hired with Amex. He's over there in the corner. He'll be working on some bike and ped stuff, also working on some safety stuff. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Dave White, move to approve.
Second.
Motion to second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you again. I'll keep this brief as well. I think what we've all seen, especially this week from a federal administration perspective, is just nothing is getting done. It's hard to imagine an infrastructure bill. It is infrastructure week in Washington, D.C. this week, and there has been a lot of discussion or some articles coming out. But with everything that's going on, I think no one has a feeling that anything major is going to be coming anytime soon. I mean, everyone seems to be saying it's going to be health care. Well, at least on the Senate side, and then, you know, tax reform on the House, and a lot of people think that might not even get done in calendar 2017. So from that perspective, we're just not expecting much, but we could also be surprised. So we're keep our ears to the ground. From an AMATS work perspective, today we'll be asking you to approve the plan and the TIP. These documents are required to be approved by our policy committee next week. These are federal requirements that we are required to do, and so that kind of wraps up our long four-year planning process, both for projects and the plan. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No questions. Dr. Vincent. MS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I get started, the first thing I'd like to remind everybody is the FAST Act changed a couple acronyms. I wish I had a chalkboard here so we could go over our acronyms, but I don't. But anyhow, what we used to refer to as STP, the Service Transportation Program, is now called STBG, Surface Transportation Block Grant. The Transportation Alternative Program, which is our TAP funding, will now be called Transportation Alternative Set-Aside, TASA. So, I mean, I'm not a stickler on this stuff, but I just want to bring this to your attention because you'll be seeing this more and more as time goes on, and just so you're aware of these changes. Looking at our funding program balances, we have a balance in fiscal year 17 under the STP program. One of our larger jobs, Cyberling Way Phase 1, was moved to fiscal year 2021, and unfortunately it happened a little bit late in the game, so it was hard to move anything into 17 to fill that gap. So we are trying to get an exception. We will get an exception under these circumstances so that we don't lose any funding. The funding policy subcommittee met on May 9th, and the main purpose of that meeting was to go over some of the comments that were received from the April 27th workshop that was held in Richfield. We'll talk more about the funding policy guidelines in this meeting. And we'll also ask for approval. And the last thing on my funding agenda is the new CMAC funding is now underway. We have our applications and information posted on our website. If you have any CMAC projects, we'd like to have the applications in our office by June 30th. And then we need to work with them and do some calculations. And then all of the CMAC applications from all the major NPOs go to Columbus. And they're chosen on a statewide basis. So that's all I have for the federal funds report. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you, sir. Next, old business, MS funding policy guidelines.
Great. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave gave me a nice intro there. We did have our funding policy workshop on the 27th of April. The funding policy subcommittee was formed 364 days ago at a policy committee meeting. Their work has met now, they've met six times and then met a second time after, or met a seventh time after the funding policy workshop. We received seven comments or questions regarding the policy, and then we obviously received comments during the funding policy workshop. What we wanted to address the main issues that were received. You'll also see we attached on the back of this, on the back of the funding policy, a copy of the comments that we received. I think we've got them all on there. One of the few things that were discussed first, there was a concern about resurfacing projects being eligible for STP, feeling that projects, you know, that the STP program is really reserved for, for lack of a better word or description, game changer projects, projects that can improve operations. And there was some concern that you could slip in a resurfacing project, you know, that could be in a safety area that could eventually get more points to score well enough. And so we had a couple comments requesting that we put in specific language saying that resurfacing program projects are not eligible for the STP program and only through the resurfacing project. The funding policy subcommittee recommended the additional language would actually give the TAC-TIP subcommittee and the staff the ability to, if you apply for a program and we feel that it is more suited and appropriate for a different program, that the subcommittee with the staff can let you know, like, hey, that's getting moved to, you know, that's more of a resurfacing job than a STP job. And part of the reason that came up is because we discussed a couple of issues where we thought that there were a couple of examples that we thought could be a gray area, and we felt that we wanted the TAC-TIP subcommittee to be able to have the leeway to determine that. Also, a big discussion was the roadway condition weight on the STBG scoring criteria or the STP scoring criteria. We received quite a few comments regarding that. After discussing it thoroughly with the subcommittee, the funding policy subcommittee recommended no changes to the roadway condition criteria. Equitable distribution criteria. We also received a recommendation to establish the equitable distribution more like the way that we're doing our ADT and other elements of the scoring policy, which is instead of bracketing in large chunks of, say, like 50 to 100 to actually do a, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40 for fair share. The funding policy subcommittee felt that that was a good idea and reflected it was less arbitrary and so recommended that recommended the new distribution, which would kind of distribute it more appropriately via your fair share category. Discussion about parks districts, their dues, they don't pay any, and fair share, and how fair share, and how fair share of Metro Parks or Summit Metro Parks and Portage Parks, how trail projects right now go against a local community in terms of fair share. There was some concern that this inflates communities' numbers unfairly, and also that, you know, that really it would be appropriate for anyone that's playing to have to pay to play in terms of dues. While I think that this is an issue that we definitely want to look at, and I think the subcommittee felt that it's definitely a concern, the subcommittee recommended that this be an issue that is brought up from the policy committee perspective on the dues payment issue, and that the TAC TIP subcommittee should review the funding fair share distribution and determine if trail projects should be removed from the fair share, because what we could do is just pull out those funds and see how that and basically take that that number away and kind of recalculate the scoring. But I think the subcommittee felt like that wasn't totally germane to what they were tasked to do, which was the policy itself, and so felt that the TAC TIP subcommittee was actually a better place to have that discussion and make that decision. So that's something that we will be doing down the line. There was some recommendations about CMAQ trail consideration. The one issue with this is that, you know, AMATS doesn't really control the CMAQ scoring anymore and the application of. However, right now, trails are eligible, but they must show emission reduction. And really, you know, we felt like there wasn't much the funding policy subcommittee could say about that. Finally, there was some concerns about traffic count data, resurfacing program. The city of Ravenna was curious if they would be able to challenge a traffic count, as in if the count had been done 3 years ago and they felt they had a better count. AMAT staff feels like with our radar counters, we would, if there was a challenge, that we would just go out and recount it to get updated numbers to handle that. Ravenna also asked if resurfacing projects could be programmed 2 years after award. I think in the perfect world, that is what we'll try to do, just based on our allocation and what's distributed and how much money is in each year. So what you have attached in front of you is the funding policy guidelines draft. I would say from a TAC perspective, you know, this document is going to policy committee. We request a motion from you guys. We don't have to have one. If you do want to make changes from a TAC level and make an amendment, we would request a voice vote on that, and then we would take it to policy committee saying that, you know, this is the TAC's feeling about so-called issue if you do have an issue or concern with it. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I would remind everyone that this is, you know, I think a first step. It's a big step, but a first step in a process where we will continue to evaluate each and every year how this scoring works and how we feel like, is it really meeting the priorities of our plan in terms of the projects that we want to fund and get done. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I think a lot of us need to absorb this a little bit to really make significant questions and comments.
What were you doing during the comment period, Dave?
Waiting for this to come out.
Did I see you at the funding policy workshop meeting?
No. And actually, I've got some feedback from a very important person on that.
Yeah.
What kind of motion are you looking for? Approval?
I think a motion to concur, a motion to approve from a TAC level, or, you know, a motion as amended if you feel like you want something different. Or if you just want to be on the record with a major concern or, you know.
When were these sent out?
With the mail out. Was it Thursday or Friday?
Yeah. Didn't seem to get them. That's why I called Carrie this morning. So
really?
It does come out under Carrie.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't get the mail out?
No, we didn't get the mail, so.
No.
So we haven't had time to look at these.
When you say mail, you mean postal mail or email?
Email.
They come out attached to email, so we see them all the time.
Okay, well.
No, these changes from the subcommittee?
It's on the mail out. I mean, it's on our website, too, but you just never got an email about the meeting?
No, we never got it for this meeting. I called to make sure we was having a meeting.
Hmm.
I did a search for Carrie AMAX, but I thought...
Yeah.
No.
Well, the only thing I can think of is maybe your spam filter's filtering it out or something, because you should be on the list. I've checked.
We're on the list.
You came up, but nothing last week. I mean, I did two ways. I'm here. But
right. Who didn't get an email? Who did get an email?
What day was? What's today? The 18th.
It probably
sent out.
It was sent out last Thursday.
Yeah.
I got a meeting from Carrie on May 10th.
With a packet attached.
It was the rescheduling.
Oh, but you never got
the July meeting.
Yeah, but you never got.
We got that one.
Yeah, we got the reschedule.
Some systems might kick it out because of the attachment.
Yeah. No, but we're having more and more problems with our IT as well that have been having an issue. Because I would also assume that possibly would mean that the policy committee members haven't gotten
it. If we didn't get it, policies.
Yeah.
The information you're handing out there doesn't look like it has the complete evaluation in it either.
The packet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we also were missing, so the memo was missed. Is there also...
It looks like pages are, it goes 27, 29, 31, so...
So there are pages missing as well.
So maybe...
Well, I would recommend we just table.
Let's table.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make that recommendation.
Yeah. Okay, move. Jim McCleary moves the table. Wayne?
We feel second.
Motion and second to table. All those in favor say aye.
Question, if we table, what can they do next week?
They could still approve it.
Yeah.
I mean, what we'll do this week is we'll try to make sure we'll go back and figure out what happened on our end with the emails and make sure. I mean, and like I said, the online version of this is completely accurate. We found that there were, in the copy center when we got this back, there were issues. So you can all go to the AMATS planning website, go to the mail out tab, and it's there in all of its glory. And we can send that link out again, remind you where it is. And we apologize for that. I mean, we've been having more and more issues on our IT side, which is frustrating.
And just to be clear, the packets are always available on your website.
They're always available. There's the slider. Underneath, you'll see all these little tabs. One of the tabs says mail out. You click on it, and says AMATS meeting mail out.
It's also tweeted.
Thank you, Heather.
Any further discussion? No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Excellent. All right, thank you, everyone. And again, apologize about you guys not getting emails. So.
Yeah. Next up is resolution 2017-04, approval of final draft transportation improvement program for fiscal year 2018 to 2021. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A, resolution 2017-04, is approval of the new 2018-2021 EIP. In your handout, I didn't attach the whole document. The whole document is available on our website. But I attached table H3, which is the meat of our TIP. That's the list of projects. And I attached the transit tables, T1 and T2. And then I attached another list of projects called the statewide line item list. And these are projects that don't have our funds in them directly, but they are projects in our MS area that have money in them, that have federal roots, and we kind of show these in a separate table. It's kind of misleading to say this is a new TIP. I mean, it is a new TIP, but it's we add 2 years to it, but there's really no new projects per se in it. There's a few state projects that are new, but what we do is we approve the TIP, and then this fall we'll start selecting, we'll accept applications, and we'll put new projects into it with our next round of funding. There are a couple significant projects. I just want to mention a couple in the new TIP. Some these are mostly state projects. The State Route 8 Bridge is the largest project at $142.6 million. Reconstruction of the Central Interchange at almost $69 million. And then there's the State Route 8 complete pavement reconstruction between Graham Road and State Route 303. So there's several very significant projects in the new TIP, and like I said, those are mostly state projects, and we'll be accepting new projects this fall, and we'll be dropping those in later next year. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. It sounds like some of you may have not received the electronic mail out, so hopefully you did have a chance to glance over it, because it's very much the same as the one that I handed out at the last meeting. There hasn't been too many changes, so hopefully you have had a chance to look at it. This whole process starts in November, actually, December, and we do two or three drafts of the TIP, and with each draft there's less and less changes. So there's not much change between this one and the one that I handed out at our last meeting, other than maybe just a little bit of tweaking with dates and such.
Any further questions?
Yes, Chris.
So for those larger projects where they show funding showing up, is that relatively certain, or is that they just placeholders?
Well, nothing's ever relatively certain, but hopefully it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, some of these larger projects are pretty much on track. So it's more than just a placeholder, but there's always unforeseen things that could happen.
No further questions. Is there a motion?
Anybody move to approve?
Jim Holley, second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2017-05, adopt transportation outlet 2040, the regional transportation plan. Mr. Garner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B in your mail out. Transportation outlet 2040 is the region's 20-year horizon long-range transportation plan. It's updated every 4 years. Any transportation projects receiving federal funds must be consistent with the long-range plan. Transportation Outlook recommends over $7 billion of highway, transit, bicycle, and pedestrian infrastructure investments through the year 2040. The plan has been developed in keeping with the MS public participation plan, including a substantive public comment period with two public meetings. The TAC and Policy Committee were presented with Transportation Outlook at the meetings in March of this year. Transportation Outlook meets federal requirements for financial constraint, air quality conformity, and environmental justice. The primary goals of Transportation Outlook are to preserve the existing transportation system, and the bulk of the funds in the transportation plan are for preservation and maintenance. To maintain a safe, efficient, and integrated transportation system, and to increase the mobility of all persons. The complete document of Transportation Outlook 2040, along with specific project recommendations, can be found on the MS website at msplanning.org. The staff is requesting approval of Transportation Outlook with the passage of Resolution
Steve White move to approve.
Jim Greener second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 217-06, approving the fiscal year 2018 transportation planning work program and budget. Mr. Gardner.
Attachment 16. Annually, the MS Policy Committee adopts a work program and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The fiscal year begins on July 1. The work program identifies the staff planning activities that will take place in the upcoming fiscal year and starts the funding sources that will be used to pay for them. This is the staff budget for the upcoming fiscal year. A draft of the FY 2018 work program was presented to the Policy Committee in January and approved. It was subsequently submitted to ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration for their review and comment. No significant changes to the work program were requested by them. The major elements of the work program remain the same as the version approved in January. This includes the maintenance of the new TIP, along with the amendment process, as well as project selection for future year programming. The staff will be updating its system of data gathering and management for use in the various analysis that we complete, including the integration of performance measures in coordination with ODOT. The staff will also be updating a number of agreements that we have with our planning partners, as well as our public involvement plan. Lastly, the staff will be performing the annual traffic planning program we always do. The local share amount remains the same as the one approved in January. Approximately $162,000 in local share dues is requested in order to fund a total budget of approximately $2 million for metropolitan planning for the area. The local share amount and the total budget are comparable to last year's budget. The staff is requesting approval of the FY 2018 work program through the passage of Resolution 2017-06.
Steve White, move to approve.
Jim Boland, second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2017-07, reaffirming the approval of Regional Transportation Plan and Transportation Improvement Program, and affirming the consistency between the Regional Transportation Plan, the Transportation Improvement Program, and the State Implementation Plan. Mr. Gardner.
Attachment 60 in the mail out. These are two routine resolutions that were packaged together as part of the same attachment. The first one, Resolution 2017-07, affirms AMAT's annual approval of the brand new regional transportation plan, which the policy committee will hopefully approve next week. The same resolution also reaffirms the existing TIP, which will also be requested for approval next week, and the state's air quality conformance plan. The TIP and the 2040 plan have both been analyzed for air quality conformity in coordination with ODOT and has been found to be in accord with federal regulations. The staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2017-07. Are there any
questions? Jim Greener, I move the approval.
Steve White, second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Also, as part of Attachment 6D is Resolution 2017-08. Every 4 years, the USDOT certifies that AMAS is operating the planning process according to federal guidelines. This spring, AMAS underwent its federal certification review. The staff just received a draft report from USDOT certifying that AMAS does indeed continue to conduct the planning process according to federal guidelines and is certified for another 4 years. 4 years from now, the USDOT will return for another certification review. Annually, the AMAS Policy Committee is required to self-certify that it is conducting the planning process according to federal regulations. And with Resolution 2017-08, the Policy Committee will certify that the AMAS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. AMAS activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of the Ohio Department of Transportation. The staff recommends approval of Resolution 2017-08.
Dave White, move to approve.
We need a second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2017-09, approving amendment number one to the transportation improvement program fiscal year 2018 to 2021 to revise the funding to a project. Mr. Boulet.
Okay, 10 minutes ago we just talked about a new TIP, and you're probably wondering why in the world are we doing an amendment already, because why didn't I just write that change into the new TIP? So I need to do a little explanation. There comes a point in time where the MPOs and ODOT and has to be in sync with balances and with numbers, and this change came after it was a little bit too late to make changes, to just write changes into the new TIP. So unfortunately, that's why we already have amendment number one. And this is a very simple amendment. It's Akron has a project downtown, a Main Street project, where they received $5 million of tire grant funds. And this is adding $2.5 million to that project, of BR funds to that project, to be used on the State Street Bridge. So the State Street Bridge and Main Street can kind of be, the construction of both those can be done at the same time. So but the main reason that we have an amendment already is it just, the funds came through a little bit after the point of where we could just write it into the TIP. So if there's any questions.
This may not be correct anymore.
I'm sorry?
In light of some new information.
Huh? Did the number change?
Akron received additional funds out of a major bridge funding source on this project. Another $9 million?
But I think it's a different funding source. This is brand new news as far as the funding for this project. I do not believe, and that's why I keep looking down at Chad. I don't believe it's BR monies. I think it's local major bridge monies, and it should be $7.5 million of local major bridge money instead of BR monies. So this is completely changed as far as the funding source and amount.
Local major bridge.
Yes. And it should be $7.5 million.
When did that happen?
Let's see, what time is it now?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Okay.
Dave, should we move to table it till the next meeting? Is that going to create a problem? Like, that should not cause a problem.
Okay.
But I would like to meet to make sure that it is amended with the correct.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see. Next. So we want to table this until the next meeting?
That motion, so we would have a second.
Okay. Second, clear.
Okay.
Motion and second. All those table this until next meeting so we can make a clarification on funding. Let them know by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It's tabled. Any other business? Seeing none, one last motion. We are adjourned.
Oh, I did have one more thing. It's not part of the, I just want to make a brief announcement. I want to make a brief announcement, if I could have your attention. Our next meeting, our next TAC meeting, is going to be July 13th, not July 20th. It'll be July 13th. And the next policy meeting will be July 20th. Both meetings were moved up a week. So next TAC meeting, July 13th.